BC's Civil Resolution Tribunal has ordered a Chilliwack pet adoption service to pay $3,540 in medical bills for an adopted dog. In his November 24 decision, Tribunal member Eric Regier said Kelsey Cushman adopted Kira the Chihuahua from Furbaby Rescue Society in 2021. Regier said it was undisputed that Kira required considerable vet care after the adoption. Cushman alleges that Furbaby knew that Kira was in poor health and misrepresented her condition before the adoption. Cushman claimed $4,981 for vet services, dental surgery and the adoption fee. Crystal Jors, Furbaby's sole employee, said Kira was in good health when she left Furbaby's care and asked for Cushman's claims to be dismissed. Kira's route from her place of birth to the Cushman's home is a long one. A California-based rescue society took Kira in on November 4, 2021 and then Furbaby brought her to BC on November 14. On November 10, Cushman contacted Furbaby via Facebook Messenger about potentially adopting a rescued Chihuahua. On November 14, Cushman told Jors she was interested in Kira. 5 days later, Jors told Cushman that the adoption fee was $1,200, which included, among other things, pre-adoption blood work. On November 20, Cushman asked about Kira's dental health because Chihuahuas are notorious for bad teeth. Dr. Jors responded that Kira would get a full dental anything she needs when she was spayed, Regier's ruling said. On November 24, Jors took Kira to a vet, later telling Cushman the dog had a scratch on her eye, but she's fine otherwise. However, according to the vet notes, Kira had been coughing for several days. The vet recommended X-rays and blood work. But Jors declined both, the tribunal said. She did not tell Cushman about the cough or that she had rejected the advice of the vet, who had also diagnosed Kira with a corneal scratch. Cushman agreed to pick up Kira from the vet clinic on November 30, right after the spaying procedure that was scheduled for the same day. On November 28, Jors took Kira to a different vet where Kira stayed overnight on an IV drip. She was diagnosed with a cough and the vet recommended blood work and an X-ray that Jors declined twice. The next day, Cushman sent a $200 deposit and Jors told her about Kira's overnight stay at the vet's, and that the dog was on IV fluids to make sure she was 100% healthy for a spay. About an hour before Cushman picked Kira up, Jors told her the vet had given Kira a prescription for her cough, the first time Jors mentioned Kira's cough. Kira was spayed on November 30. No dental work was done, Regier said. Furbaby said Cushman picked Kira up and that the vet said Kira was in perfect health. Regier found that unlikely and noted there was no statement to that effect in evidence from the vet. Cushman then paid the outstanding $1,000 adoption fee. However, on December 3, Cushman told Furbaby she had taken Kira to her vet because Kira had never snapped out of the anesthetic and had a very bad cough. Blood work came back as poor. Regier said the vet's notes said, Kira was lethargic and weak, had worn incisors and a missing tooth, pneumonia, and a corneal ulcer. Mrs. Cushman says that Kira could not stand, eat, or drink, and barely opened her eyes. The tribunal noted there was no written agreement about the adoption. Regier ruled, Jors's reassurances were fundamental to Cushman's decision to adopt the dog. I find that if Furbaby had performed the contract, Mrs. Cushman would have received a healthy dog, he said. As part of the award, Regier included $500 for mental distress. I find that purchasing a pet is a contract that is intended to provide a psychological benefit, Regier said. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca Twitter.com/janeswo